We're still hearing news stories about the terrorist attacks in Paris last November. 130 people were killed in a series of shootings and bombings that night. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley brings us the story of what one man did to help.
Didi points to where he was standing in front of the Bataclan concert hall on November 13th when three gunmen arrived shooting.
I told myself, I've got to get as many people out as possible because these terrorists have come to kill as many people as they can.
The 35-year-old security guard doesn't want to give his last name for fear someone involved in the attacks may try to find him one day. He says he followed the gunman inside the Bataclan and began trying to open doors so people could escape. One of the side doors he opened still has bullet holes through the steel. When Didi went back inside again to free up more escape routes, he became trapped and found himself lying on the floor with everyone else while the gunman fired into the audience. Didi was close enough to hear them shouting about President François Hollande and Syria. But as soon as the gunman stopped to reload, Didi jumped up and yelled for people to follow him.
I heard somebody scream, get out, very loud. And I mean, now I realize it was Didi already.
40-year-old Miriam, the mother of an 8-month-old baby, was at the Bataclan that night. She doesn't want her last name known. Miriam made it out of the club.
I ended up in the street. I thought I was kind of safe, I mean, safer. And I heard the same voice again screaming, they're shooting in the street, they're shooting in the street, run, 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 come here.
She followed Didi to an apartment building across the street from the theater. This video of that street beside the Bataclan shows people pouring out of the concert hall into gunfire. It was taken by someone on the roof of a nearby building. Miriam says Didi continued to cross back and forth between the Bataclan and the apartment building, bringing more people and helping the wounded. Emmanuel Dominac escaped through a door behind the stage. He says he would have never known the door existed if it hadn't been for Didi.
I was falling down completely. I lost my glasses and I start to search my glasses because I'm really blind without it. So at this time I saw blood, a lot of blood around me. And at this time I heard this man shouting at me and telling me, what are you doing? They are shooting at you.
Emmanuel says Didi led him to the apartment where Miriam was hiding with the others. She and Emmanuel estimate Didi's actions that night saved 400 or 500 people, maybe even more.
C'est instinctivement, j'ai pas réfléchi.
Didi says in the midst of such horror, he had no time to think, he just moved. But today he is still shaken. He has flashbacks and trouble sleeping. He doesn't know if he'll be able to return to work at the Bataclan. Didi is a Muslim of North African origin who grew up in a gritty neighborhood outside Paris. Most of the killers that night come from similar backgrounds. But Didi says a twisted ideology and not their backgrounds turned those men into killers. After the attacks, Didi shunned the limelight. He was only identified after Emmanuel, Miriam, and scores of other people he saved sought him out. Miriam says they've started a petition to nominate Didi for France's highest award, the Legion of Honor.
My life will never be long enough to, you know, thank him for what he did. And my baby has a mother. We saw the worst things that night, the worst human beings ever. And then we saw the best thing.
Miriam and Emmanuel say whenever they feel depressed or in despair, they think of Didi. They say he gives them hope for humanity. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.